$6, please.
Six? I just had it for one night. It's three.
8 o'clock's the cutoff, and, oh, it's 8:02.
You know, in a weird way, you have too much power. Look, you're going to have to help me out here because I only have three.
I can help with that.
Oh, my God. Richard? Hi.
Hi.
Wow, your lip went bald. Thanks.
So, you look great.
Right.
No, you do. You just...
What?
You got panties stuck to your leg.
That's because I was just grabbing some things out of the dryer and static clean. Or maybe it's just because God knew I'd be running into you and saw an opportunity.
So it's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
No one told you that was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke. Your love, that's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day,
that guy. He's in classics now, but you know, as soon as we leave, he's going straight to the porn.
He's going to go up to the counter with Citizen Kane, Vertigo, and Clockwork Orgy. This is nice.
Yeah.
I miss this.
Me too.
So you want to get a hamburger or something?
I don't know if that's a good idea.
No, but just friends. I won't grope you. I promise.
Yeah, I think it's too soon.
No, it's not too soon. I had lunch at 11.
Yeah, baby.
What are you doing?
Making chocolate milk. You want some?
No, thanks. I'm 29.
Oh, my God. I got to go to work.
Well, sweetie, what time do you think you're going to get off tonight?
Oh, I don't know, honey. It could be really late.
Oh, come on. Not again.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. Look, I'll make a deal with you, okay? For every night that you're asleep before I get home from work,
yeah,
I will wake you up in a way that has proved very popular in the past.
Well, now, if you need to stay late, I want to be supportive of that.
Hi.
Hey. Hey. Look at you. Since when do you rollerblade?
Oh, since tomorrow. I met this really cute guy in the park, and he, like, you know, jogs and blades and swims, and so, you know, we made a deal. He's going to teach me how to do all sorts of jock stuff.
And what are you going to do for him?
I'm going to let him.
Okay.
Morning.
Hey.
Hi. Somebody got in late last night.
Yeah, well, I ran into Richard.
What?
When did this happen?
Oh, around 8:02.
We talked for a little while, and then we went out for an innocent burger.
Oh, there's no such thing as an innocent burger.
Well, are you going to see him again?
Tomorrow night.
Monica, what are you doing?
Well, she spent the last 6 months getting over him, and now she's celebrating that by going on a date with him.
It's not a date, okay? I'm just going to teach him how to make a lasagna for some potluck dinner he has.
Well, you might want to make a little extra because, you know, you'll probably be hungry after the sex.
You're not going to have sex, okay? Nothing's changed here. He still doesn't want children, and I still do. So that's why we're going to just be friends.
Naked friends.
Hey.
Hey.
Do you have any ice?
Check the freezer. If there's none in there, we're probably out. Are you just getting home from work? It's late.
Yeah, I know. I had the greatest day, though. I get to sit in on a meeting with the reps from Calvin Klein. I told my boss I like this line of lingerie. She ordered a ton of it. How was your day?
I discovered I'm able to count all my teeth using just my tongue.
Why do you have a copy of The Shining in your freezer?
Oh,
I was reading it last night, and I got scared, so.
But you're safe from it if it's in the freezer?
Well, safer. You know, I mean, I never start reading The Shining without making sure we got plenty of room in the freezer. You know?
How often do you read it?
Haven't you ever read the same book over and over again?
Well, I guess I read Little Women more than once, but I mean, that's a classic. What's so great about The Shining?
The question should be, Rach, what is not so great about The Shining? Okay? And the answer would be nothing. All right? This is like the scariest book ever. I bet it's way better than that classic of yours.
Okay. Well, we'll just see about that, okay? I will read The Shining, and you will read Little Women.
All right, you got it.
All right?
Okay.
Okay.
And now, Rach, these little women.
Yeah.
How little are they? I mean, are they, like, scary little?
Chandler, Ross, this is Robert.
Oh, hey.
Hi. You have lipstick right here.
Oh.
That's okay, it's mine. We just kissed.
So isn't it a bit cold out for shorts?
Well, I'm from California.
Right, right. Sometimes you guys just burst into flame. I'm up. I ain't gotten up now. Anybody want anything?
Coffee.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, make that three.
Okay. Ross, why don't you come with me?
Okay. What is the matter with you? What's going on?
Robert's coming out.
What do you mean? What, is he gay?
He's coming out of his shorts.
What?
The man is showing brain.
Are you sure? Hold on. I'm sorry, you guys. That was a coffee and a...
Coffee.
Okay.
We could write it down for
you. No, that won't be necessary.
Well?
Yeah.
What do we do?
I suppose we just try to not look directly at it.
Like an eclipse.
And when people compliment me on my cooking tonight, what do I say?
Well, you say thank you very much. And then you buy me something pretty. Come on, we're going to put our hands in this bowl. And we're going to start squishing the tomatoes.
Oh. This feels very weird.
You touch people's eyeballs every day, and this feels weird?
Yeah, well, sure, I touch them. But I spend years learning not to squish them. That's my hand.
Oh.
Okay.
You gotta keep squishing.
The tomatoes are squishing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, gosh. You got some on your shirt. Hold
yeah.
on a
second.
Okay. Just put a little club soda on it. Get to it right away. It should do the trick.
What?
You've got some on your pants.
I'll just throw them out. These little women. Wow.
You liking it, huh?
Oh, yeah. Amy just burned Joe's manuscript. I don't see how he could ever forgive her.
Joe's a girl. It's short for Josephine.
But Joe's got a crush on Laurie. You mean it's like a girl-girl thing? Because that is the one thing missing from The Shining.
No, actually, Laurie's a boy.
I wonder Rachel had to read this so many times.
Hey.
Hey, how'd the basketball go?
Oh, okay. I learned how to shoot a layup, a foul shot, and a 23-pointer.
You mean a three-pointer?
Oh, I get more because I'm dainty.
So, is there a phone here I can check my messages?
Yeah, in the back. Do you want a quarter?
Oh, no. Thanks. I always carry one in my sock.
What are you doing? Get back over on your side of the... Hello!
Hi. I'm Joey. We haven't met.
Good to meet you, Robert.
What? What? You guys, what is going on? Do you not like Robert? Why are you laughing?
Calm down. There's no reason to get testy.
You guys, come on.
We're sorry. It just seems that Robert isn't as concealed in the shorts area as one may have hoped.
What do you mean?
Hey.
Hey.
Robert, could you, pass me those cookies?
Sure.
So, how'd the lasagna go over? Really? Good, so you owe me three pretty things. Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about you, too. Oh, no. It's hard, this platonomy thing. It's a word? Yeah, I do think it's better this way. Yeah, we're being smart. Yes, I'm sure.
You really sure?
I'll call you back. So we can be friends who sleep together.
Absolutely. This will just be something we do, like racquetball.
Sounds smart and healthy to me. So, just out of curiosity, do you currently have any other racquetball buddies?
Just your dad. Although that's actually racquetball. You know, I do have a blind date with my sister's neighbor next Tuesday. You want me to cancel it?
No. No. Because if you did, that means you'd be canceling for me. And we're just friends.
Exactly.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, don't sit down.
Ready to go to the betting cage?
Yeah, you bet. And first, here's a gift.
Oh. Wow. Hey. Stretchy pants. Well, those are the greatest things in the world. If I were you, I'd wear them every day, every day. Jeez, thank you, really. That's so nice. But, to be honest, I don't think I can wear these. They're so tight, I feel like I'm on display. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I'll figure.
Hey!
How's it going?
Good. Hey, Rach. How you doing with the shiny?
Oh, Danny just went into room 217.
Ooh, the next part's the best. When that dead lady in the bathtub...
Oh, no. Come on, you're going to ruin it.
All right. I'll talk in code. Remember when the kid sees those two blanks in the hallway?
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah. Oh. All blank and no blank makes blank a blank blank. Oh, no, the end. When Jack almost kills them all with that blank, but then in the last second they get away. Oh.
Joey, I can't believe you just did that.
I can't believe she cracked your code.
All right, okay. Lori proposes to Joe, and she says no, even though she's still in love with him, and then he ends up marrying Amy.
Hey, mine was by accident. All right. The boiler explodes and destroys the hotel and kills the dad.
Beth dies.
Beth dies? Is that true? If I keep reading, is Beth going to die?
No, Beth doesn't die. She doesn't die. Does she, Rachel?
What?
Joey's asking if you've just ruined the first book he's ever loved that didn't star Jack Nicholson.
No. She doesn't die.
Then why would you say that?
Because I wanted to hurt you.
Oh, there they are. I dropped my keys. Got them.
You would not believe my day. I had to work two shifts, and then to top it off, I lost one of my fake boobs in a grill fire. What are you smiling at?
I'm sorry, I was just thinking your day could still pick up. You're ready.
Hello.
I love this red thing.
Robert's going to be here any second, so could one of you just tell him?
Oh.
Please, right now? No, every time I see him, it's like, is it on the loose? Is it watching me?
We can't tell him. You can't go up to a guy you barely know and talk about his stuff.
He's right, even if it's to say something complimentary.
Hey.
Hey.
So you ready for the gym? They got this new rock climbing wall. We can spot each other.
Yo, I can spot you from here.
What?
Okay, listen, Robert.
Hey, don't we have to...
Yeah, we got... Yeah.
I think you're really, really great.
Oh, God, here we go again. Why does this keep happening to me? Is this something I'm putting out there? Is this my fault? Or am I just nuts?
I don't know what to say.
Hey, buddy. This is a family place. Put the mouse back in the house.
Rooms and walls and ceilings.
Oh, I just wanted to see where you live. Now give me the tour.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This is the living room.
That's nice.
All right. And this is the kitchen.
That's real pretty.
Wait a minute. Don't I get to see the bedroom?
The bedroom? No, it's pretty much your typical bedroom.
We're still on this side of the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I didn't get to see it.
Oh, shoot. Maybe next time. Thanks for a lovely evening.
So, who is she?
Oh, that was the blind date that I told you about. She called and switched it from Tuesday.
Did you like her? And I'm just asking as a friend because I am totally fine with this.
Well, you seem fine.
Okay, you know what? I'm not fine. I'm not. I mean, how can I be fine? Hearing you come in with her, she wants to see your bedroom. know what? What if we're friends who don't see other people?
You mean like exclusive friends?
Why not? Hmm? I mean, this has been the most amazing week. Would it be so terrible? Even if we were friends who lived together. Or maybe someday friends who stood up in front of their other friends and vowed to be friends forever.
Wow. You know we're back where we were. Honey, I would love to do all that, but nothing's changed.
That's not true. You don't have a mustache.
Okay, one thing's changed. But we still want different things, and you know how this is going to end.
I didn't know it. I gotta walk out of here right now. Because getting over you is the hardest thing that I have ever had to do. I don't think I could do it again.
I know I couldn't. So,
how about one last game of racquetball? Watch the thorns.
Ow! Beth is really, really sick.
Oh.
Joe's there, but I don't think there's anything she can do.
Joey?
Yeah?
You want to put the book in the freezer?
Okay.
Okay.